Great, you know it is, isn't it?
Good
evening, everybody, and welcome to this planning meeting for North Greenwich Town Council. Members of the public and press are welcome to attend the meeting, however we don't appear to have any presents. I trust that no one is attending this meeting if they have a fever or a cough or flu-like symptoms, and hand sanitizer is available. Moving on to the agenda, district councillors reserve the right to view at this meeting as town councillors, and they reserve their right to a different view as district councillors and at other meetings. Now, before we start, could I ask for a volunteer to take some notes, please, because we don't have a clerk tonight. All you need to do is just note whether it's a support or object, and I will then put planning reasons in. I'm looking at you. So just on each number, support or object, then was on to me, and I will put in the relevant information and send it wherever it needs to be. Thank you so much. So apologies for absence. We've had apologies from Councillor Spann, and I believe Councillor Mumford is away.
Yes.
And Councillor Coles, we heard from him?
Yeah.
He told us, me and Diana, earlier that he wasn't coming.
Okay, so that'll be apologies from Councillor Coles as well then, thank you. That's everyone, isn't it? Yes. Declarations of interest. All town councillors have completed their statutory declarations of interest in accordance with the Localism Act 2011 and the Code of Conduct for Members adopted by the town council. Members are required to declare the existence and nature of any personal or prejudicial interests relating to items on the agenda having regard to the Code of Conduct for Members. Members are reminded that they are also required to declare interests as soon as they become aware should the need arise throughout the meeting. Any?
The only one is H, but it is for information purposes only, but obviously I work for the Environment Agency, so...
Thank
but
you.
It is only information only thing, so...
Thanks. Yeah, I don't think we need to, because it's for information only,
yeah,
it doesn't require any decision making, but thank you. For your openness and transparency, Councillor Wilson. Okay, 6:33 to confirm the minutes of the planning meeting held on the 1st of March.
Do we have any?
We have.
I have never received any minutes. Like, ever.
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 For planning.
But for anything. I went to find them today and I realised I've never received them.
Really? That's unfortunate.
And then when I asked that, it's also the same, so I don't know if...
What happens?
No,
with...
I have received some, but I didn't get any this time.
Not
yeah.
This one, no.
No.
Right, I haven't either, so yeah. I guess we have no time to talk, but I haven't been here for the last few meetings, so I really don't know what's...
Yeah,
so we can't agree to any minutes because we don't have any, is the response to that, I think?
Yeah.
Thank you. Moving on then, so I mean, just as an aside, minutes should be on the website. It is, again, it's part of the working process that is the website, and there's a lot of backlog that I need to get through in order to bring it up to date, which I have started on, but it's
quite
significant. So, 634, applications for planning consent. The first one is 00215. One Meadow Way, Burnley Crouch, Essex, and it's a single storey flat roof rear extension. Members, any comments?
It's a big plot.
Big plot.
Big plot. And I couldn't see any reason personally why.
Right, I would better.
It's quite a triangular plot on
the
side.
So where is the actual road?
Oh, a Meadow Way.
Yeah, is that a new one or is it Baker Way up that way?
It's up that way, I think, but it was not in a sort of. It was a big plot, it had its own access. I couldn't see any reason why.
I would propose that we support this.
Yeah. Okay, I agree, thank you. And apologies again for not having the screen up tonight. I wasn't sure whether we'd better have a clerk or not. It was a bit. You won't work. So that's resolved to support. 00223 Marbury Lodge, Stony Hills. They want to start, they also want a single story rear extension. Any comments?
I looked at this and I can't see any reason to object. I would propose we support this.
Yeah.
Agreed?
Yes.
Agreed. Okay, 00339, a new barn at Carbuncle Farm, Malden Road, Burnham Crouch. This is just prior notification for an oversized agricultural shed for farm machinery. So I propose we note it, seeing as it doesn't appear to be asking us for a decision. We agree?
Yeah.
Super. 00345 17 Roman Way, and they also want a single story extension. A lot of extensions to
them. Maybe.
Again, I propose we support this. It's a very straightforward operation.
Yeah, agreed. Thank you. Okay, deja vu. 00075, we've been here before. Now, this is a variation of conditions on an already agreed application. Has anyone been able to find out what those conditions are?
I've got it up now.
Oh, bless you.
I'm trying.
It's very nice to see everyone using their super new computers.
Did Duncan have
the phone? I've got them.
Hmm?
Duncan has the phone. I've got them.
Did you say you didn't want one?
No, I said I wanted one, but I've not heard a dicky bird.
Have you not?
No.
I couldn't see much on it when I looked.
Oh, I'm sadly sorry, I will chase that.
That's quite obvious.
It's probably on eBay.
Yeah. I was being interrogated by Russians once, I suppose.
Probably so, possibly. I'm always struggling to find the conditions and what they actually are.
I'll move there this quick.
I couldn't see anything that was much different.
Different.
No, I can't see the way that came up. So.
I suggest we turn this down a bit.
Because of that, we have to say no. Clearly.
I also, I think rear
so
opening times.
Capitalisation in there.
Rear opening times is a little bit dubious.
Rear opening times? Who were? Councillor Calvert. We're in Curry on the corner again, aren't we? Absolutely. Councillor Stanbury, I guess we don't have anything against those, really, do we? So support those.
Yes.
We just supported Tesco ones, didn't we? So.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, otherwise we'll have a supermarket off, won't we? We didn't. Okay, 00252. Now, I'm slightly befuddled by this.
Why does a lawyer need a grain store?
That was the bit that befuddled me, Cass Wilson.
I think it's the typo, because it's not, it doesn't actually say that when you click on the planning website. It's a conversion of first to second floor, current use, Class C professional service, i.e. solicitors, to residential, C3, two-bedroom flat.
Wasn't this like the other?
I was going to say.
No,
this,
it came,
no,
up,
it was the,
it came up last July.
Right.
Use,
right.
And obviously it's very similar to the one that we didn't support previously for the same reasons. They have got a parking overview. They did a parking survey, which basically they've highlighted areas around the town where their residents could park, including public car parks, and just pushing them into the side streets, basically. Did a design and access as well, I think.
I found it.
But this is for information only.
Here you go.
Which is, yes, very interesting. I don't know what they're doing with this, and I'm going to have to go back on this. So
it says it was originally refused on the 15th of July, and now it's pending consideration. It was received on the 8th of February.
I don't understand why it's for information only, and I'm actually going to put a proposal that you reject it, because it contravenes policy.
Yeah. I think that... Let me just go back to... I think that is from the one that's got copied and pasted. I don't think that's correct.
I think you're right.
It's not pending.
Yes.
So they've had the forward planning.
I'm going to make a proposal that we do not support it on the grounds that I do believe it contravenes NDC policy around office turning office space to residential. Do we agree? Thank you, Mary. That's brilliant. Okay, and lastly, the decision making tonight, 00116. Right, so again, this is for information only, but I think this is for information only. CN Boat House, and it's confirmation whether an environmental assessment is required for proposed new floating jetties by an extension to existing floating moorway and jetties in River Crouch to provide 48 new moorings for recreational use. I should sincerely hope that they are going to request an environmental impact assessment, because that's very, very sensitive area indeed, in terms of overwintering birds and such like. Thank you. 635, decisions made by NDC, the installation of two roller shutter doors and the reconfiguration of the floor layout was approved for Triarch Pumps Limited. 636, appeals, there are none. And 637, appeal decisions, appeal address, Creeksey Place Farm House, Ferry Road, Burnham Crouch. Their appeal was dismissed. Now, interestingly, that was their lake that they dug without planning permission and had all sorts of activities on. So, it'd be interesting to note how they go about filling that back in, won't it? Thank you. So the date of the next planning meeting is Tuesday the 29th of March here at 7 p.m. So at 19:15, I declare this meeting closed. Thank you.